And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 21st of July, 2015. It's the birthday of Ernest Hemingway, Oak Park, Illinois, 1899. He celebrated his 26th birthday in 1925 with his wife visiting Pamplona for the bullfight and the running of the bulls. Got there a few days early, and so he sat down to write a novel. He'd never written one before. He wrote in bed every morning all week, kept on writing when they went back to Paris. He wrote in bars, he wrote in hotel rooms, finished the first draft 2 months later, and it turned out to be The Sun Also Rises. He sent it off to Scribner's, which published it in 1926, got a good review in the New York Times, and a bad review from Hemingway's mother, who wrote him and said, "It is a doubtful honor to produce one of the filthiest books of the year. Every page fills me with a sick loathing." His second novel, A Farewell to Arms, followed 3 years later, and it became a bestseller, sold 100,000 copies in its first year, and Hemingway was able to make a living writing fiction from then on. Born in the same year, 1899, on the same day, Hart Crane, born in Garrettsville, Ohio. His mother was a Chicago debutante. His father was a very successful candy manufacturer. By the time Crane was a teenager, he knew that he was gay. He moved off to New York, hung out with writers there, had a hard time making a living. He was an alcoholic, and at the age of 33, he jumped overboard on a steamship on his way from Mexico to New York. He died, leaving behind his masterpiece, The Bridge. It's the birthday of the poet Tess Gallagher, Port Angeles, Washington, 1943, who said, "If poems are deep-sea diving, writing fiction is foraging." It's the birthday of the novelist and teacher John Gardner, born Batavia, New York, 1933. His third novel, Grendel, came out in 1971, the retelling of Beowulf from the viewpoint of the monster, made his reputation. And it was on this day, 1865, in the main street of Springfield, Missouri, Wild Bill Hickok faced a cowboy named Davis Tutt. They'd had a falling out over a woman. They faced each other at a distance of 75 paces, fired simultaneously. Tutt's shot went wild. Hickok hit Tutt through the heart. It was the first Wild West showdown. Here's a poem for today by Kay Ryan, entitled Turtle. Who would be a turtle who could help it? A barely mobile hard roll, a four-oared helmet, she can ill afford the chances she must take in rowing toward the grasses that she eats. Her track is graceless, like dragging a packing case places, and almost any slope defeats her modest hopes. Even being practical, she's often stuck up to the axle on her way to something edible. With everything optimal, she skirts the ditch, which would convert her shell into a serving dish. She lives below luck level, never imagining some lottery will change her load of pottery to wings. Her only levity is patience, the sport of truly chastened things. Turtle, a poem by Kay Ryan from Flamingo Watching, published by Copper Beach Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress in the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.